Well, good morning, DeRay, Breon Holder. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, good, 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 good. So listen, we've got some really good stuff here. You are about to, or actually the play has already started, but you're mounting your very first production here in Atlanta that is entitled Too Heavy for Your Pocket. It's actually taking place over at the Alliance Theater's Hurt Stage. And just wanted to have you in to talk about this wonderful production. I was privy to a video that we'll probably place on the website, but it was basically a video where you were having a conversation with your grandmother about the Freedom Riders of 1961. So take it away.
It was so cool. So I was watching The Butler and I was watching Selma, and I was really interested in kind of our origin story of the civil rights movement. And I was asking my grandmother about it. She's from Nashville, which is where the first sit-ins were. And I asked her about the Freedom Rides, and she said to me, yeah, I knew one of those Freedom Riders. He threw his education away to hop on a bus. And I was really gobsmacked. I couldn't believe she said that or felt that way, but that's how she remembered it. That's how she remembered that moment, is that this young man had a college opportunity for a college education and decided to join this protest that could have ended his life.
Right.
And I dug in. I was like, tell me more. And I found out that she was married with two kids at that point and really working on some tangible ways to make her life better. And she couldn't figure out how his name is Rip. Rip hopping on a bus was making anything better.
Now, were her and Rip in a relationship?
They were friends. Okay. No, they went to church together.
Okay.
And so I was really interested in what that meant, what the difference between the big sacrifices that we make, you know, marching on the street and blocking a freeway, versus the tiny sacrifices we make, such as raising your children and getting a college education.
Right. So the story of Rip is basically the story of, is it Bowsy?
Bowsy.
Bowsy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who gets a scholarship to attend Fisk University and has an opportunity to improve his family's life, but then he decides that he wants to be a part of this explosive activist situation that's happening in Nashville and decides to become a Freedom Rider. So is that kind of based?
He has a political awakening.
Okay.
And so last summer I went to Nashville and I dug up my grandmother's photo albums, and I went to her sister's house and went through her photo albums. And I actually spent some time with some Freedom Riders who are still living and still doing Freedom Ride tours in Atlanta.
Okay.
And their lives were changed by that summer, that the act of participating in the Freedom Rides, they have been unable to return to. It was almost like going to war in a way, that they came back completely changed. And to this day, there are freedom tours that you can take of Nashville, and you can meet the people who are participating in those riots, and they became civil activists in a real way.
Right. So now, two questions: mm-hmm. Were you able to meet Rip?
No, I didn't meet Rip.
Okay. Okay. Is he still living?
I think that he has moved away. So okay. So I tried to get in touch, but I got in touch with Matthew Walker Jr., whose dad is Matthew Walker of Matthew Walker Health Center. So a huge deal. And it really hit me how well off a lot of our civil rights activists were. I mean, we can go to Auburn Ave and we can see that.
Right.
But history doesn't really paint that picture, I think intentionally so. But at the same time, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was winning a Nobel Prize. There were still sharecroppers.
Yeah.
There were still people who were living very different existences.
So you saw yourself, in a sense, with everything that's happening right now with Black Lives Matter and, you know, so many social issues right now that are sort of, I wouldn't say it has our nation divided, but it really has the attention of us now more so than ever before. Did you sort of see yourself as this particular person that, wow, I have an opportunity here to, you know, be a part of this change or just write a nice, you know, play?
Right. Well, it was so hard. I'm a Morehouse man, so I became an adult looking at that statue of Martin Luther King Jr. I know about the movement from a real place, but here I was in New Haven, Connecticut at an Ivy League university watching broadcast of protesters being abused. And there was a big part of me that wanted to, you know, act like DeRay and just quit everything and go down and just join.
Yeah.
But I had to really think about what the value of what I was doing. And I guess the Alliance saw some value in what I was doing and really appreciate the story. And so far it's going well.
So, Jirai, here's something that I think is so interesting about this particular production, and even that you're doing it at this time. I think what's so amazing about this show and this entire concept and story is that you were able to take a conversation that you had with your grandmother, your elder, mm-hmm. Within the community, and really put pen to paper and write your thoughts out, explore this idea of, wow, I'm going to forsake an education to be a part of a movement. I think what you're doing is really an answer to a lot of the questions that millennials may have in terms of how am I effective in this social issue movement and whatever it is, whether it's LGBT, whether it's you know, for women's rights, whether mm-hmm. it's for rights of African Americans, or for now we've got the issue of immigrants, you know, coming to the U.S. You know, this is an opportunity that I think that you were able to take and say, hey, I want this to be more than just a one-time deal of me marching in a march and holding a poster for 4 or 5 hours, but really you've put together a production that will last and really get in front of, I think, the audience that you really, you know, want this to get in front of. So what is your thought on that?
I think that you've pointed out something so meta about it, that the play is about how individuals can make the greatest impact with their life. And that's what I'm hoping audiences think about when they see it. And I guess I have done it myself, done my best to make the greatest impact, and who knows where this will go, and hopefully far, and will reach as many people as possible. But I think it's just about doing something, you know, and I think that's why you have people who do take to the streets and expel their energy in potentially violent ways, potentially constructively upset ways. But also, I think that it is important for us all to take a moment and say, what can I do with my breath today that will have the greatest impact? And sometimes that is a march that is global and just being one of millions who are marching. But sometimes that's staying in school, or in the case of other characters in my play, sometimes that is raising your family. And for my grandmother, it was raising her family. And I think it is, what can you do that has the greatest impact on the world to make it what you want it to look like? And yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's that I think that it is my honor that I have written a play that so many people have recognized is my contribution to make the world a better place.
We're talking to Jirai Brion Holder, who is the playwright of the Alliance Theater's current production of Too Heavy for Your Pocket. How did you come up with that title? Because that's a really interesting, really interesting title there.
I'm pretty notoriously bad at titles. Okay. And so whenever I hear a good one, I just like write it down in my little book. And Too Heavy for Your Pocket was one that has been lying around for probably more than a year. And so whenever I start a new play, I kind of go to that list of titles and say, huh, maybe this one fits. Yeah. And this one happened to fit really well, because it's about the burdens, you know, it's about the things that are too heavy for us.
Now, when the show goes to New York, is this going to be in an off-Broadway setup? Or okay,
so the Roundabout Theater Company, which is the largest nonprofit theater in the country, which is amazing, is doing it in their off-Broadway house. Okay. So yeah, I'm headed to off-Broadway with this play.
Wow. Now, Terrell Alvin McCraney was also a winner of this particular competition, mm-hmm. and also came from Yale, mm-hmm. Such as yourself. Does that inspire you that maybe one day one of your productions, or maybe even this production, could possibly turn into a film like Moonlight was for
Let's
Terrell?
Let's knock on wood. I hope so. I mean, Terrell is a friend of mine now, and is someone who really inspired me to be a playwright. I really believed that plays were written by dead white men, most of whom weren't from America. And then I saw the Red and Brown Water, and I went to see the Brother Sister trilogy, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm on stage. Like, there's stories about me, about my world, about people who talk like me, people who like the same music as me, and to see Terrell's career and to in some way follow in his footsteps, or at least climb on the shoulders of his giant shoulders, right. It does give me hope. And, you know, let's hope that he gets that Oscar. Let's yeah. hope that the world really understands that stories like Moonlight are valuable, that stories like Too Heavy for Your Pocket are valuable, particularly in the world that we live in today.
Wow.
Even more so than 2016 when I wrote it.
Right. So let me ask you, what is the takeaway message from this show? What do you want audiences to take away from this?
I think of the civil rights movement as our origin story for millennials. That in the same way that slavery was the origin story for those who participated in the civil rights movement, I think the civil rights movement is the origin story for us. And I think for all millennials, not just black ones. And so for us to really figure out what to do today, how to fight for the things that we believe in, how to make the world a better place, I hope that we really dig into that moment. And I think that the moment is much more complex than some fancy preachers did some marching. You know, it's more complex than that. In fact, some normal average Joes made some big sacrifices in the way that you can make a big sacrifice and I can make a big sacrifice.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to
stop
by. I'm so happy
to be here.
The Upfront Studios. Too Heavy for Your Pocket is currently on the Hurt stage at the Alliance Theater now through February 26th. Make sure you check out WCLK.com to find out more information about the show, as well as spending an evening with me, where we'll actually get a chance to go and check out this production. So again, check that out at WCLK.com.